Hello, Fanchies and After Buzzers. We are here in studio recapping season 4, episode 6, Only One Way a Dogfight Ends, with a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Fanchies and After Buzzers? My name is Oriana Leo. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo or Instagram at Oriana Leo. And joining me this evening is my favorite co-host.
Also your only co-host.
But Isaac Johnson.
I'll still take it. My name is Isaac Johnson. You can follow me on Twitter at Isaac Johnson or Instagram, the Isaac Johnson.
And joining us in studio is the beautiful one and only Anna Ayora.
Yeah, roll that R.
Girl. Oh, that's right.
Roll really that R. I really like saying your name like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. Totally correct. By the way, nobody ever gets it right on the first try.
What do people say?
All kinds of things. Just Arroya.
Arroya.
They throw an L in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they get the L from. Okay. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Go ahead.
All right, well, we passed the test.
Yes.
We can end the show now.
Yay. Okay, we're done. No, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Thanks, fans live at home. Thanks for waiting for us. So, Isaac, I'd like to check in with you. This is what we do every show. Top level thoughts on the episode.
Top level thoughts. This was a beautiful episode. I really like seeing a lot of emotion from Hood that we've never seen before. He's opening the door to that. That was wonderful to see. I like a fight that happened between two characters. It was pretty cool. I'm teasing it right now. Later we get into it. And also I was, by the way, full frontal male nudity is not a thing that you often see on TV.
Oh my God.
Equal opportunity nudity.
It is shocking to see, but put on your Chris Coy to be in great shape.
You've seen it before, but you're like, oh, that's on TV.
We're doing it.
I have to agree. I thought it was a great episode, laying the foundation for the last few.
Mm-hmm. Two more. That's it.
Three, two. Okay.
Yeah.
I felt exactly the same way. I loved that Deva was getting involved and like seeing how this spirals. And of course, the fight that I asked for. I asked for it as well. Okay, but I called it.
We both called it.
I asked for this and called it.
Watch the tape back. This is what we do.
What an amazing fight. Can you tell us about it? Every episode I'm like, I want these two to fight.
I know, I couldn't wait for our fight. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait for every episode. I'm like, oh, just two away, just one away. it was awesome. Though it's so funny because you spent this whole day shooting this entire fight, mm-hmm. like over and over and over. And when you see it, you're like, oh my God, that's it? I was like, what? Though it looked fucking badass.
Yeah,
and I was so happy with the outcome of it, and we worked our ass off, and it was really rewarding to get to see it come to life, and just, it looks so good.
How long did it take? Did you have to orchestrate? Is there choreography you have to learn?
We had choreography that we started learning basically in the beginning of the season.
Okay.
I would say maybe 2-3 weeks in. And we started like kind of compiling the choreography little by little, kind of like a dance. And then next week we'd add another part, and next week we'd add another part. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, for anyone who does action on the show, like we are training like 14 hours a week. So it's pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
How does that work for you personally? Like, are you a fitness enthusiast?
I love it. I love being active. Mm-hmm. I loved having the opportunity to learn all these really cool and interesting maneuvers that I, you know, don't have the chance to do in my daily life.
Sure.
Like we boxed every day, which was so much fun. And got to get my aggression
out. I saw on your Instagram that you've been doing a little boxing. You still box training?
I do. So one of the trainers that, not the stunt trainers, but the actual trainers that we had on the show, moved over here, and he's an amazing trainer.
Cool.
And he's under Banshee at Banshee Fitness if anybody wants to follow
him. Hey.
Yeah, I'm following.
But get involved. Yeah. And he's awesome. So he recently moved here, and I've been training with him ever since.
That's great.
So yes, I love fitness.
Right.
And that was probably one of my favorite things of being on the show.
I have to ask, there's the one part where you're kneeing Carrie. Is that really you? Like how much stunt double? Like full on knees.
I want to let you know that I am very proud to say I did the majority of my stunts.
Yeah, awesome.
And if it wasn't me on screen, it was just because I needed to like get there a little faster. But you semi knee, but yeah, I think that was me.
Yeah, well, it looked
pretty sure it was.
It looked like you. I was like, that's gnarly.
Yeah, it looked very much real. I too was thinking like, is that all we're gonna get between these two? But luckily, you flee out the window there. So
that's right.
Maybe we'll see it again. I don't know. That would be really cool. Can you talk about, because when Ivana was here, she was talking about like the grappling and how she liked grappling, and it seemed like there's a lot of that going into it. When you trained, did you train different styles, and grappling, was that part of it?
Well, like, we both have different fortes. I have a big dance background, and so I very much wanted to involve, like, kicks and kind of on my feet was a lot more comfortable for me. Ivana enjoyed the grappling a lot more. Not that I didn't, because all of it is super cool and fun, but it's and she's also bigger than me.
She's
I'm
tall.
Like, that's kind of screwed up. Like, you can just, you know, choke me out in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I liked all those like twists and turns where you like grab the leg with the, grab the arm with the leg. Yeah, the arm bar. Like,
yes.
That stuff was really cool to see.
Ivana was expressing her distaste for jujitsu in general because she doesn't like to get sweat in her mouth. Would you say that you've gotten sweat in your mouth from...
First of all, if I got sweat in my mouth, I clearly don't remember it for a damn good reason. I have no interest
in it. Block that memory right out.
I think when you sweat and you're like in the middle and in the moment of it all, you're like, I wouldn't even notice if I got sweat in my mouth. So I guess it's not like a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. Good to know.
That's amazing. I'm glad Ivana made it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we're going to jump into the episode, and we'd love to have your input on as much as possible. I really think, you know, we open this episode with our flower shop girl, and she's preparing for...
Called it, by the way. Told her it would be brutal.
Number one, she did a great job. Number two, she was part of production. She worked in the production office.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God. She worked, I think she helped out the accounting department, but she was there the whole time.
If I was in accounting, I would want to do that too.
So
self-immolation burns herself alive.
She had a nice little scene there though, because like you've got her in the car, the cut back and forth where she's like banging on the steering wheel.
Yeah, she had a great,
she did.
Great moments.
Yeah. Although, what were your feelings about Sheriff Brock Lotus, just...
And his reaction?
His reaction. Like, I kind of felt like, do something, do anything, and just staring. Which I bet is realistic, but I still didn't...
No, I was yelling.
From
I was very upset, Ivana and I watched it together on Friday night, and we were both, like, yelling at the television. And
move!
It was a little bit...
Go get her!
Do something! Anything!
Yeah. Like, do something! What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess he could have... Because he when she starts pouring the gasoline...
But what are you going to do? Yeah, then
he's
it's
like,
dangerous.
Don't do it, which I'm like, would have been really funny if she was like, okay, thanks for telling me that advice. She didn't do that, but... I thought, well, he could have ran and tackled her, but then he gets the gasoline on himself, maybe burns himself. And obviously, it's part of the story, so it has to happen.
And it's Brock. I mean, when push comes to shove, like, he's a pushover.
No.
You know?
I don't think that's true.
I love Brock, but I'm just saying, he's not going
to...
I probably
hate to think of him as a pushover.
No, he's got that manly beard.
He's like the one with the big heart.
He's finding his voice. Okay.
Okay.
He's finding his voice. But you know who else is finding his voice big time is Calvin.
He's finding a little more than his voice. Or maybe we're finding a little bit more than his voice.
Yes, we are.
Saw a lot more than his voice
and
on the screen.
Let's just have a moment of appreciation for full frontal nudity. I thought it was great. I was very...
call it appreciation on my point, but it was cool.
Listen, an artistic appreciation.
Sure.
I like that we've seen a lot of boobies.
Very real Manscaped.
We're biased,
so I guess I can,
because
we're
on
biased.
The show, all the girls have to get naked, and it's about time.
Yeah, and from that aspect, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. We've seen a lot of full frontal female nudity on the show. Not bad to see male nudity, but I'm not a fan of male nudity myself.
Okay, we'll forgive you.
But what we were saying about him, which is what Hoon said when, was that last week?
Yeah. I know.
Weeks fly by so fast here. But he said that Calvin has transformed, and certainly that moment when he's standing in the doorway with Watt's blood on him. Woo, he didn't look like the same person at all to me.
And he was turned on.
Yeah.
And he wanted, you know, was taking this aggressive, like, his behavior is so bizarre.
Yeah.
With Maggie.
He has had such brave moments on the show, and honestly, he's been one of my favorite storylines.
It's
an amazing development of
maybe a character. We need to get him on the show, don't you think? We only have 2 episodes left.
Yes, I think you do.
Doesn't give me, on the show.
Doesn't give me much time.
Make a
we'll
note
work
of
on
that.
It.
Yeah.
Do it.
That was pretty amazing. I mean, that scene. I just, with the blood between the two of them.
Well, it was hard to watch. I mean, obviously, any sort of violence towards women is always hard to watch. Watching him rape his wife.
Yeah.
Which is what a weird scenario. We've already felt a lot of sympathy for her mm-hmm. and their son, Hank.
Yeah.
And then that moment when she's like, please, just not as rough. It's almost like you got a picture of what their love life was a little bit, but this was obviously more rough than it normally is.
Right.
And it's just really hard to watch her.
But he's
like,
also
face, you know?
Angry because he does say, like, who are you sleeping around?
Yes.
You right. know, because right. she's been holding out on him.
For
so
months.
For months, yeah. we find out.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah, I had a really hard time watching that scene as well. And I almost, you know, I felt a little bit like I did with Brock, like do something.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, but what is she going
to
do?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to do.
So she goes to visits Bunker, and we kind of see, I love how Brock points out, like, dude, this is so obvious.
Yeah, so Brock can do something well.
I'm not
figured that out within moments
Brock
of seeing them together.
Lee over here.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying he's good at what he does. He figured that out.
He did.
In moments, just from the hug.
Yes, he did.
That was a intense hug.
It was an intense hug.
I thought it was a caring hug. I wouldn't say it was
okay.
intense.
I felt like this might be reaching or projecting, but I wanted Kurt Bunker to be almost upset that his brother beat him to killing Watts.
Oh.
You know when he's like, she's like, I think he killed Watts. I think I was just projecting that because I wanted it to be true.
Quite possibly. The moment where he was like, he's dead was... But I think that's better in terms of writing for the character because Kurt is a redeemed character.
Yes, I agree.
And him killing Watts would kind of tarnish that. So it's better
Absolutely.
That Calvin did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't fit it doesn't fit Bunker's character.
And
yeah.
you're right that Brock does come through because he offers Maggie shelter.
Yeah.
Right?
Big heart.
Big heart.
He is the heart of the show.
He is.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah, it's a terrible place.
Oh, gosh. I feel bad now. So, and then, you know, we see this transformation with Calvin, right? So he's transforming. This is pushing Maggie off now. She's... you know, going elsewhere. He's coming to Proctor with Watts' head.
That was horrible.
Amazing.
That was gross.
That was so good for Proctor. Yeah. Like, but for Proctor, when he goes, bold choice. Like,
yeah,
there was kind
that.
Of a little
love
bit of psycho
line, like,
sick respect.
Well, that's not the way that I would go, but all right. I respect it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, man-to-man conversation. Like, you know, they're two of a kind.
Sure. And for this show that is generally pretty gruesome, like, pulling a head out of a thing and putting it on a desk was cool in, like, a gross way.
But just how Calvin doesn't have any reaction. Like, he thinks it's funny. The cat caught his tongue. Like, just the way that he's psycho.
Yeah, he's psycho. I love that character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like seeing where they're taking him. I mean, I have a hard time personally loving him because of his belief system, mm-hmm. but I like seeing like where they're taking him and him sitting on his desk, in his chair with his feet up on the desk.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, we're not working for you anymore. But we've seen what happens when you threaten Kai before.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it, his reaction.
Okay, so what does he say? I wrote it down.
What did he say?
He said, you can go, something like, you can go quietly or you can go bloody, but you're going to go.
Oh, Calvin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I really liked that line a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, when he goes to Kurt and says our title of the episode, only one way a dogfight ends. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty clear what they're telling us.
Where the storyline's going.
Only one of them is
going
to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of the brother relationship there, the two of them?
That's you know, when I say that I love Calvin's character. I just love the development of and what he's done with the character. Because
no, we're in the same boat.
Let me just be clear.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. Yeah,
and I, and that's also including the Bunker story. Like, I just think it's great. I think there's some sort of like family tie which mm-hmm. is back in the show, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice to see, which we haven't had for a while. Because, Ivana and, Carrie and Lucas and, that's all kind of withered out, that storyline.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to kind of have that family fight in again and just kind of, and two such opposing beliefs and such different characters being brothers. It's just,
I love watching it.
Yeah, I can imagine that Kurt doesn't want to have to do what he knows he's going to have to do.
Absolutely
to
not.
His brother there.
Because Kurt is a little bit, you know, definitely a lot more heart than mm-hmm. than Calvin is, yeah. you know. And you also see, you know, you're able to see his struggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his heart in protecting Maggie and all of this and the right. boy.
Well, and that's going to be that sort of redemptive storyline. It's like he's going to have to do it to protect the family at right. in some right. way.
And I can see that being why he's, you know, especially love that moment on the porch there where he's like, I'm going to go inside and in 2 minutes you better not be.
Yep.
You don't want me to come outside. Is great, but then you even get a little bit of like glimpse of Chris, or not Chris, but Calvin. Mm-hmm. His real name is Chris. Of him knowing that what he has to do and not wanting to do that, because after he tells the story about the dogs and everything, mm-hmm. and he's like, "There's only one way this ends," and just a beautifully
such a great scene.
Oh. Yeah. But him saying, you know, Kurt saying, "I know," and then there's like a moment where we get Calvin's face like. Yeah. Don't make me do it, you know?
Yeah. And when he starts talking about that story when they're in their childhood and about their dad, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it just gives the audience a moment to engage in their life in a sure. in a very
and to
emotional
also
way.
The kind of life they had, that they were children watching they, dogs kill each other, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that too. They were brothers, and it's like,
yes,
for seeing Calvin, who's transformed so much, for a moment there, it was like, they were brothers again. Mm-hmm. They were kids telling the story. Remember yeah. dad? Because mm-hmm. I was really nervous for Kurt in that scene. I was like, well, what if they're inside his house again? Like,
yeah.
That's what happened at the end of last season. But then, no, it's just sort of like a polite sort of like, okay, this is going to happen.
Kill you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like he took off his gloves, smacked him in the face, and he's like, I challenge him
yeah.
or something like that.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
Yep. Yeah.
We
yeah.
only have 2 episodes left to
I
fight
know.
Down.
I can't believe it.
Can't believe it either. Yeah.
It's gone so fast.
Feels like a... I know. I'm sad. It's heartbreaking.
And it's yeah. emotional.
It is. So I wanted to move on. We're talking about family affairs. We've got our sort of Job, Carrie, Deva mm-hmm. little moment going on over there.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that Proctor doesn't do well when threatened.
No,
he finds out Deputy Cruz does the dirty work, right?
That's right.
To find out that he is really a she, the vigilante.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for, to be the right arm of the law. So
really, I'm getting paid to do this, right? I mean,
it would seem like, and that was, I was going to ask, is sure. there, like, as far as what you've sort of concocted in your brain, as far as why you would work for Kai, is it just money? Is it some other alternative?
In my mind, and when I was, you know, working with developing her or my character,
yeah.
It was very evident to me that it wasn't really that I would pick a side ever, you know? It was
sure.
kind of like I was out for myself, mm-hmm. and whatever job came to me that mm-hmm. I could get done, I will do,
mm.
no matter what the circumstances.
Oh, I like
yeah.
it.
I like the moment on the steps with you and him where he, what does he say to you? Like something like, oh, you've been missing or you've been around. And you're like,
right.
yeah. Anyway.
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, I've been busy. I'm like, wow.
First of all, don't question me.
Yeah, exactly. That.
Because I'm doing something for you. So, and here's what I've got for you.
Yeah, you asked me to do a job. I'm doing that job.
That's right.
Anyway, it's my business. I thought that was really nice to stand up to him. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was really interesting because I remember the first time I came in and I sat down and I was with Jonathan and Adam in the room and we were talking about Deputy Cruz, and one of the main points was like she needs to be able to stand up to Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And big shout out to Jonathan
and
Tropper because he directed this episode.
And it was his first
episode ever as
right?
his directorial debut. That's
oh,
right.
Really?
Yes. And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was
there
great.
Was there do you know that shot where Kai and Burton are actually standing on over the
my
grave?
My favorite shot. One of my favorite
that
shots.
That shot was
yeah.
so good.
With the lily throws it
yes.
in over the grave. I'm like,
oh, so
beautiful.
Perfect.
I loved that. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
Big
yeah.
shout out to JT. Thank
JT
you very much.
Yeah, JT, the other JT.
So
yeah.
we're seeing, you know, we see this sort of glimpse of Job returning, right,
yeah.
in the house.
I even tweeted that. It's so nice.
Going through Carrie's closet. Is that a crystal or a necklace that he grabs? Because whatever it is, I was like, ooh, girl, so good.
Yeah. I just like seeing him continue to put himself back together.
Yeah.
He's still obviously having a really hard time doing it, but like, puts on the sweater, he's looking at himself in the mirror, takes a breath out, it's
mm-hmm.
like, and there's no dialogue in that scene, but we're just following his story further. I love it.
Yeah, you're living his moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're living what it takes for him to come back to life slowly but surely, which is what I love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and seeing Deva arrive
Right, which startles him out of that moment.
Really startles him out, and she's good. She's like her parents. Like, wow, she's breaking in. She's getting the code. She's raiding the fridge.
I know. She's like, don't worry, I'll make myself at home because I am.
It's her mom's house.
That's right.
I miss Dava. I wish we had more time with her.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. It was so so refreshing to see her on again, and just, you know, it was
and the awesome. Her teenage angst, you know, and just this like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
You know, she's so disconnected from, we find out later, I don't know where home is, right? When she's telling her dad, her real dad.
But that, I was also going to say, like, it's been really beautiful to see Dava's development too, as well as her character, like, you know, since season one to season four. And like, yes, there's that teenage angst, but now you can kind of tell she's like growing up.
She's a badass.
Yes.
She has an attitude, but she can back it up now.
That's right.
Yeah. I do like Joe being the one to tell her, like, look, you've got two great people in your life, though, that will do anything for you, which is maybe him talking to himself a little bit too, but because she's like, well, I'm just playing the hand I was dealt.
She's a teenager.
It could be worse. I mean, I guess your dad's an ex-con and whatever, but either way, you have two people that really you have two people that really care about you. And that's more than most people have. I love that line.
And just the levity, though, between the two of them of, you know, the new identity and all of that. It's just...
Yeah, I created your mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is amazing to treat it that way, I feel like. To make it something funny. Yeah, you know, not everything has to be so heavy.
Yeah, and you need that. And, you know, I feel like that's what Job has brought to the show.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of, the seasons. Mm-hmm. And so this one, it was... It's also part of that process of seeing him come back to life and be able to make a joke and be able to connect with her on that ground, you know? It was good.
It's like he's remembering himself.
And I don't want to fast forward, but I'm really anxious about talking about that scene where they're at the car and she almost... Yeah? Can I move? No?
No.
Can I wait?
Let's not move. Let's not go
there. Okay, shit.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Oh, that scene. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say also, like, I like the joke of, like, she's like, that looks good on you. He's like, most things do.
Yeah.
That's Job.
But also, when we see that attack go down, right? And we see the fight.
Yes.
And we're moving in. Job's instructions to Dava were so perfect.
Yes.
He was just like, safety's off, two fingers. Like, everything that he said...
Point and squeeze, yeah.
...was so good that I was like, I think I would have been able to follow the instructions in that such a crazy panic moment.
Yeah.
He was so calm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the beauty of Job. That's the beauty of Job. He always keeps it under control.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though, like, in the middle of this, he's having, like, PTSD flashbacks, and he's still able to keep it together and protect her.
He pretty much saves her life because he gives her the gun, gives her the instructions, and, oh, my gosh, that scene out in the garage, right? Yeah. I love...
Well, I like that we're sort of interplaying the three fights together there. Yeah. That was really fun to see. Like, as he's reaching for scissors, Carrie's reaching for saw. And I thought...
Yeah.
I was afraid there for a minute because I was like, I don't want to see your character leave the show. And I thought she was going to kill you. I thought that was it. And I was like, we've barely gotten to know her. Right? She can't die yet.
Yeah. No,
well, that's actually one of the fan questions was, are we going to get to know your character anymore in these last two episodes?
Well, you know, that was a little bit of the sad part. I'm going to be honest. Like, I walked onto the show, obviously, in the last season, and there was somewhere for the character to go. But because the show is moving on, it kind of left my character in a little bit of a limbo. I mean, there is a storyline, and we will see, you know, we have two episodes to see what happens to Deputy Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... But it is sad for me because there would have been a lot more of Nina. I want to think.
And I would think so too.
Yeah, and actually, I have to say, like, not only was the cast so welcoming, but the fans have been so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they have really loved Nina, and they have been so supportive.
Yay!
And it's so rad. And
Fanchies are the best.
Hell,
right?
Yeah.
Fanchies
are the best.
We do see, so we see Dava do great, right? She's under the car. She gets pulled out. I love that he pretty much susses her out with the shotgun, right? He shoots the handgun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She squeals. Well played, Dava.
Yeah, well played for her to hide that and wait till the last moment to roll over and squeeze it. But this is her first experience with any of this stuff. Her parents are well-versed in violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the moment for her after she shoots him and just stand with the gun, it's almost like she can't let go of it.
Really yeah, beautiful. And the blood in her hands, yes. And it was just a really heartbreaking moment. Yeah.
And to have her first time also be like suffocated by this guy, right? He's falling on top of her. Like, it just, the whole scenario, you're like, this is what they train you for, and she's just a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, like, how she's forever changed.
We have no heart. So here we are, and Ivana's like, first blood! First blood!
Really?
The first time she got to shoot. And, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like crying at home, and you guys are like fist pumping. Like, oh,
I would like to note that Job does kind of lose it on his last victim in that fight. What do you call it when you pistol whip to death someone with the butt of your semi-automatic rifle? I mean, it's not a pistol.
Is there a name to that?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a name for it. He just, like, it's like a curb stomp kind of moment for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a lot of feelings. He needs to get out.
Yeah.
I kind of like, as much as I...
And that gentleman was the lucky recipient.
As much as I didn't like it.
And he deserved it.
Yeah.
I did feel like it was this catharsis for Job of, like, getting some of the...
It was absolutely a cathartic
rage out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and also him, like, what does he say? Like, I'm tired of... tired of people trying to kill me.
I'm tired of fighting for
my life.
Yeah, for my life. And then he walks by and shoots the dude. That was like just really cool.
And go ahead.
That is the whole show, them fighting for their life.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Yeah. Well, he's the one that drops like the most like probably meta like moment of the episode where he's like, we can't go 1 week without these Amish coming in here and shooting at us. It's like, that's the whole show.
Amen.
And I love that moment with him and Lucas Hood where he says thank you and you realize like he's, you know, finally, we're kind of getting some words, some heart, some feels out of Lucas.
Yeah.
And he's showing his gratitude and his, you know, how sorry he is. All these different things that I think he's showing just like a smidge more emotion. And it's so satisfying.
Yeah, cool. It is good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it stays true to the character, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, he's also going through like a huge process of evolution, you know, like thinking Job is gone and feeling so, you know, so incapable of doing anything to bring him back and not knowing where to, you know, hiding out. And his whole life has changed in such a little time. So,
yeah.
And I mean, that's a great segue for us to just move in to our whole like Lucas Veronica Dawson storyline as well as the kind of criminal element. What do you think about these two in this episode?
I mean, I certainly like her studying him out, you know, like, oh, you pace around the room a lot, you look at the corners, all these things. But obviously she's into him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has any real feelings for her. I mean, obviously in any other season, they would have slept together like 4 episodes ago. But
yes,
this
true.
Season,
absolutely true.
Yeah, like in this season, that's not who he is, but she's still getting right up under his skin. I don't think he likes her calling him out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he wants to deal with any of this stuff.
He doesn't.
And go ahead.
Also, what woman that he's been with has called him out the way that she's been calling him out? Like, no woman has been like, I see you. I know who you are. I got you figured out.
Yeah.
I think the only one who could have done it is Carrie, but...
Yes. But the last time that he felt comfortable, right, was with Siobhan.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Whether she wasn't calling him out because she didn't know. But we see those flashbacks, right, of when they do end up getting intimate and, like, how disturbed he is.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment as well, you know, just to see him still, that, you know, he's also going through a really cathartic moment, and he's now with Veronica, and all these feelings are coming up for Siobhan, and
we see him break.
Yeah.
He finally breaks.
Finally opens the door and lets his feelings right into the room with him.
You know?
Wonderful to see. And with us as well. But, and this is probably the first, because I don't think they slept together. I think they slept in the same bed. But this is the first time he's probably turned that down.
Ever.
Yeah. And I'm just like, well, I don't know why specifically he would let her have that moment, but it was really sweet to see her caring for him. She's like cradling his head. And, and him just like let it go, which was, like you said,
but I mean, he couldn't shove it all down, right? He's into everything is about denial and just shut it off. And she's really getting under his skin, like you said, bringing it up. And he couldn't, you know, he just couldn't. He broke.
Yeah.
Well, and it is nice to see. It is nice to see because we haven't seen that very much from him.
It humanizes him immensely.
It does.
Yeah. I like the line where she's like, you always check the corners, and he says something like, well, because someone's always waiting there for me, and or when I stand still, that was the one. When I stand still, every people I care about die, or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was probably the most honest moment he's ever been.
Yeah, Agreed.
Yeah. So good.
So let's just recap our storyline as far as the crazy Satanists. We have Hood finds her crack pipe. So that's out of the way, paves the way for some serious bonding.
She offered him some.
She did.
She did. She was selfish about it.
She gave us a good explanation, even though he says, you don't owe me an explanation.
Do you believe that, her explanation about being undercover? Do you?
Yeah.
About being undercover?
Well, like she was like, I was undercover, that's why I'm still addicted to this. Was that a story or was that...
Oh, I think that sounds like a justification to me, but I mean, it could have started that way, but now at this point, it's like, you know.
No, now it's her, it's a habit, habit.
I kind of believe that it started that way, but when she's just like, well, and like also the job is tough and these things, and sometimes when she's like, a white girl's got to do what a white girl's got to do. I don't know what a white girl's got to do. I'm not a white girl.
Smoke crack.
But I guess, I guess that's what she has to do. But she's like, you either sleep with them or you smoke crack. And this is the habit that I held on to. There was just some part of it that was felt like, yes, that may be how it started. But I think you're doing this for other reasons outside of just like, well, I got addicted. I'm trying to kick it.
Well, right. Going back to their relationship, I also think she sees a little bit of herself in him, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he... maybe has the opportunity to break down and cry at that moment, but she holds on to her crack pipe.
Absolutely.
And that's her release.
Yes. No, totally.
Yeah.
So we see them visiting the bar, you know, talking to
Dr. Quick. No, that's the dry cleaner.
He's the backdoor body og doctor.
I don't
How
think
about that moment?
I don't think he's doing a very great job. That's probably the worst
well, I don't think
job
the
I've ever seen
there. Standards
are
that high.
That
though.
Was.
Yeah.
Those are like cartoon size.
She's a friend, okay? Like I have seen life. Something just like that walking down Melrose the other day, okay? No
okay.
joke.
Yeah. Okay.
It
okay.
exists, but it might have been her. I mean, to be fair.
Listen, no judges at all. Like, really.
Dude, if you need to, but that was a botched job, I think.
So we know that Declan, thank you, Declan Bodie, is a weirdo. He's creeped out the Satanists, and that
he makes the Satanists uncomfortable.
Yes. I love that.
That's how twisted this guy
Dushku's,
is.
Eliza Dushku's Ugh. Great, so she's following that lead to the statutory rape, the only claim against him, mm-hmm. and we find out that was essentially like his first follower.
Yeah, well, she's.
I mean,
still
they're
following.
Married.
We already saw her earlier in the season, but like. I guess that's his first follower. I mean, it did confirm all of that stuff that, you know, even the guy at the bar, which I forgot his name, but...
bartender?
Bartender is probably his name. Probably not. He probably has a real name. But just that he thinks Satan works through him or something like that.
Yeah. The peeling back the fingernails?
And he's like, who does that?
I'm so glad that was explained and not shown.
Oh.
Because I agree.
I can't deal. That's a whole other level.
Yeah, I couldn't. I
have a question. Yes. Do you guys think that she knows where Declan really is or not?
Yeah. I think
he's
she's completely in cahoots. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's where they...
He is in the house. Well, we find out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Agent Dawson thinks she's getting away.
Yeah. And I was very frustrated with this moment in the episode. I mean, obviously it has to happen. She's kind of continues to put herself in harm's way, Agent Dawson does. But as she's in the car making the call, all comfortable and just sort of like saddling up, and like, I'm like, what are you doing? You read BS on her face. You said you. The whole scene was really cool to see. Like, it was almost like we were getting to see Dawson's perspective, her drumming her fingers on the desk, all this stuff, looking at her bracelet, and just knowing this story doesn't add up. So then you get in the car, make a call, and just kind of like.
And be like, hey, I miss you. Where are you? Up? You left my bed. Oh my God.
What are you doing? Why?
No.
Now she does smoke crack, so she doesn't have the best judgment. But I was I knew that was coming.
You did?
Yes.
I did not, guys.
Absolutely.
I didn't.
I did not.
But I can tell
that
girl Lucas
crazy written all over her face.
Lucas is taking up some RAM in her hard drive, is what's happening.
That's what she would like him to do, is take up some RAM.
Oh, okay, guys.
Yeah. Either way.
That moment scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Like, I had no idea that was coming.
Yeah. Me too.
I actually love that moment.
And then,
I mean, it was cool, but it was kind of like...
I get it. Like, she put herself in harm's way.
She's been doing that, and then she just sit in the car, and like, I'm about to start it, and I just like, that girl is coming out and going to do something. I didn't know she's going to break the window with a bat or whatever that was, but I definitely saw her coming after her, the way she ran back into the house. I'm like, don't stay too long. This girl's coming after you. She's the way she was talking about Declan, mm-hmm. talking about like... I loved him, and he loved me.
She had that really cynical little smile going. I was like,
he was dashing and handsome. I'm like, and also a weird Satanist.
Yes.
That statutorily raped you with your... He was 25.
That's a lot.
Gross. She's yes. talking about him like he's Clark Gable or something.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a little bit of a shorter show today, so we have to move into wrap-up time.
Okay.
So do you have any news or gossip? Do you have any news or gossip?
Yeah. Do I have any news or gossip about what's going to happen?
About your career,
or
Banshee, maybe?
About or anything? Projects you might be working on?
I am, like, heavily auditioning these days, so that's where we're at. I don't have any juicy gossip quite yet.
Okay.
But I might be able to give you something before it all ends.
Awesome.
Ooh. As far as the show, oh, that's such a, like,
I know.
You know, I never know what
okay,
I can say.
Okay, do you have a favorite episode that you've got to be a part of?
This past episode was my favorite episode.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, I'm a little biased because my fight, and I wanted to see that fight, and plus I just love how all these fights come to head, and then Dava comes in, and, you know, I kind of obviously knew where the episode was going, so.
Right.
And I was really curious to see what Jonathan Tropper was going to do and how that was all going to play out.
How was that, working with him as a director?
It was great. Yeah. It was actually, like, there was such a realistic tone, and it was kind of easy. It was like, you know, we would do 2-3 takes and that was it. It was, he was pretty clear, like, he knew what he wanted, and we got it and moved on.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Very efficient.
Now we are going to move into predictions.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Are you gonna make me go first?
I don't have anything to predict other than all hell's gonna break loose.
Okay.
Lots of blood. Boobies, bullets.
It's been a while since
there
we've
hasn't
seen
been
boobies.
A car. We haven't seen boobies or a car chase.
There were boobies in this episode.
We haven't seen a car chase.
So I'm thinking car chase boobies. I don't know. Those are my predictions.
Okay. We have so seen a car chase. Boobies are always welcome.
Right?
Except for the ones we saw from the botched job. Those were not welcome in my
Listen,
book.
Beggars can't be choosers, Isaac.
I'm not begging for him.
Good
not begging for him with my wedding ring here. Okay, predictions.
I mean, what happens to Nina Cruz? What are your predictions?
I think she meets her end. Proctor, maybe?
I could see that. I don't think Proctor would.
I think everyone's going to die. That's my prediction.
If she does meet... Yes.
The whole town blows up.
Yep.
Well, that could very possibly happen. I think if Cruz does meet her end, it would be at the hands of Burton or Carrie. That would be my guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think with the Bunker Brothers there, I don't know. Kurt is a redeemed character, but at the same time, he does have a very storied past. I don't know if I could see both of them getting out of there alive.
I agree.
But at the same time, I feel like, well, obviously, we'd love to see it happen to Calvin, and especially with the family aspect of the wife and the son.
Maybe it'll be a compassionate killing. Maybe Kurt will just put him down.
Sure, but I'm not sure that Kurt. I'm not sure that Kurt survives either. I just feel like he is a person that got his brother into it. I don't know. There could be something there. I hope not, because Kurt's probably my favorite character on the show.
Yeah.
The mom and the son survive because they
have to.
Good. Like, yeah. they are wholesome people. One thing that a fan pointed out on YouTube about the episode Truth About Unicorns, which was Ivana's favorite episode. Mm-hmm. And she also wore a unicorn shirt here when she came in. I forgot to mention that.
She did.
But
and she loves unicorns.
Sorry, yeah, and she also loves unicorns. Yes. But in that episode, if I'm remembering it right, that's when there's that moment on the bench with Ivana's father and Hood, and he's like, someday there will be a bench waiting, or someday there's a bench with your name on it. I'm going to mess that up.
Are you expecting a bench with his name on it?
Well, not to me. Well, not just that. But also that's the only way it can really end for Hood.
Right.
Like we said, nobody, they're... Jonathan Tropper went in there and said, everybody on the show is an asshole. There's no good ending for Lucas Hood. So there's a bench with his name on it someday.
I'm just enjoying the predictions.
Yeah, that's the guests always come in here and they're just watching us. And I like to say
during
things
the predictions, I'm like,
and watch your face to see if you have like a great poker face.
I'm Deputy Cruz. I don't give anything away.
I'm very glad that you're not that person in real life, because I'm a little scared of her.
I'm scared of her too,
She's hardcore.
Okay, Anna, where can the people find you? On Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah.
If they want to get a hold of you?
Twitter, Anna Ayora, and Instagram, Anna Ayora.
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 Yeah.
with a Y. And Facebook, Anna Yora.
Okay.
At Anna Yora everywhere.
Everywhere. I thought you were Anna Carolina on Insta, no?
You're right.
I know you better than you know yourself.
That happens. Wow. I know. I'm sorry.
Anna Carolina.
Well, you know, I had two Instagrams, and that's what happened. But yes, at Anna Carolina Yora. You're absolutely right. There's a little mermaid.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I will be following you today after finding that out.
Yes,
that
please. Come get involved.
And now, Isaac, where can the people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Isaac Johnson, Instagram, The Isaac Johnson, also Cocktail Cinema. We saw Captain America Civil War twice, so we'll let you know how much we like that film if you watch our review.
All right. And I'm Oriana Leo. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo, Instagram at Oriana Leo. And please check out my new baby, Tilt by Oriana. If you want to get fit and fabulous like me with me, go to my website, tiltbyoriana.com, and you can have online one-on-one personal training, lifestyle coaching, and consulting. And you get a discount if you mention this episode. So reach me through tiltbyoriana.com. I can't wait to see you all later. We will be wrapping up the next episode, same time next week.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you guys for having me.
You guys are awesome. You're so much fun. And thank you for supporting the show.
Yeah.
Of course.
Only two more left, Fanties.
I know. Keep it going.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Fancies forever!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.